The best classic rock, the best new rock, KC95, Alanis Morissette. And that song, of course, is just filled with passion. And I was in the studio yesterday. A couple of young ladies work here at KC95, one included, Katie Cruz. Yeah. We're talking about a certain line in this song that they thought was just so cool, and that line is...
And every time I scratch my nails down someone else's back, I hope you feel it.
Ooh, oh, man, that's our title.
You can feel that line, can't you?
Well, you can. That's a good one. But anyway...
That's a nice power line. Ah, come on, you know it.
Carl.
Guys feel the same way. It just happens to be a female... has those words in a song.
You know, another thing I was thinking yesterday, I was talking to somebody, and we were talking about you, and I started to say... Yeah,
and
Katie's...
how she was scratching her nails down someone else's back.
No,
and
yeah,
no,
right.
No, and I was,
yeah, exactly.
And I started to say, Katie's one of the guys, and I stopped myself, because if I were a woman, I don't know, I mean, that's kind of sexist. I mean, what if she were talking to another woman and said, John's just like one of the girls?
Guy is kind of gender neutral.
That would sound kind of funny.
That would sound kind of funny. So I caught myself there. I didn't
guy
say
is kind of gender neutral.
Guy is has taken on kind of a generic term.
Okay.
Way
I agree with
go,
both
you,
of
man.
You. Hey, Bob and Tom, speaking of guys, a couple of guys from Indianapolis are going to take over here at KC95 January the 2nd. Katie, myself, and Carl, the intern, will still be doing local things. But it'll be mainly, it's obviously going to be their show. And this is an example of what you'll hear. This is a song we played a couple times already, and a lot of people like it. It's, well, here it is on KC95.
They say our love is taboo. That what we're doing is wrong. But I don't care what they say. Cause my love is so strong. They tell us we should be ashamed. We're not husband and wife, but I cherish each moment with you. I'm so glad you're in my life.
Your prison bitch is never leaving you. things till the last minute. And now that Christmas clock is counting down, Santa's helper could use a little help. I know where you can get it, Glicks. It's the Christmas countdown sale, and you can find great stuff for all your friends and family. Like for any of your girlfriends, moms, sisters, you can pick up sweaters for 20 to 33% off. Glicks has denim overalls for 25% off and knit tops for as much as 50% off. Everybody loves best. Glicks has got them for up to 33% off. Now, I assume you have some guys on your list, too. Glicks has you covered. Check this out. Woven and flannel tops, knit tops, and fleece tops are all 20 to 33% off. So I know you can find something. Listen, instead of sitting there panicking and counting yourself out, make your life easy. Go to Glicks Countdown Sale for store-wide savings just in time for Christmas.
For all your holiday picks, get on down to Glicks.
So get going. What are you waiting for? Christmas?
You, man.
Yes, Vincent Testosterone.
Good morning to you all. You, sir, are my prison, bitch.
Huh, you wish. Get out of here. What do you get? That's ridiculous. Now,
and for Christmas, I'm going to give you a hot chick on a stick.
Well, you know what? See, I don't think in the gutter like you, Vincent. I have talked to Eddie. Now, they don't have gift certificates at Fast Eddie's, but he allowed me to make one up for you. I'm going to give you 100 jumbo shrimp. From Fast Eddie's. You know what that's going to cost me?
Gee.
Nothing but $25. Now, if you paid $25 for 100 shrimp somewhere else, you know how much? Well, if you paid $25, you know how many shrimp you'd get somewhere else?
Maybe about 8.
About 10, 15, something like that. But certainly nowhere near 100. If you like shrimp, if you like big shrimp, you need to go to Fast Eddie's. And how about that horseradish and that shrimp
I don't
sauce,
like that man. Crap. I just like the cocktail sauce.
You know, we're in the middle of flu season and cold season.
Double dip,
you get some of that horseradish. Man, it'll open those sinuses right up at Fast Eddie's. So if your sinuses are
double
clogged,
dip,
go to Fast
cold
Eddie's.
On.
Get out of here.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter.
There's always a reason to postpone your dreams. Because there's not enough time. Because there's work to be done. Because they're not really practical. Because. But now there's something that allows you to transform all those excuses into experiences. The Bravo Card. The Bravo Card is uniquely designed to give you the credit you want right now. So go ahead. Chase a dream, even if it's just because. Bravo, because life won't wait. Use the Bravo card where you see the Nova sign.
Have a happy holiday season, or dawn or cigar.
Best classic rock, the best new rock, KC95 at 6:55. We have 25 degrees, and we're going to have news and traffic coming up here shortly. You know, the lunch show today at 12 noon, ladies and gentlemen, is one that I think you'll like. It's Pink Floyd. You know, we have these gray days lately here with all the snow on the ground. I don't know. To me, that says Pink Floyd. How about you? Anybody?
Yeah.
Pink Floyd?
Yeah.
So Pink Floyd today for lunch, for dessert. We're going to have Genesis, a couple of Genesis songs you probably haven't heard in a while. Those two bands go together nicely, both from the same country, both in the same genre, I would say, similar styles. So let's go with that. You'll be listening. You hear me, young man? Carl, the intern, you'll be listening. Okay, we are in the middle of this process of bringing Bob and Tom to St. Louis. And, oh, you're not going to play that now? Oh, okay. Never mind. All right, son. But anyway, we're in the process of bringing Bob and Tom to St. Louis, and the 2nd of January is when they will come. Now, if you'd like to get some of these things that we're playing on the air, you can do so by dialing 1-800-BUY-THIS, or you can buy them at Streetside Records. And a portion of these proceeds from the sales of these CDs, Katie, go to what?
Go to Operation Liftoff Charity, actually.
Very good. So they specifically named a charity.
Well, they did, which I have to admit, I'm on the board of directors of that, which is wonderful. It's the only nonprofit wish-granting organization in the nation.
Really?
So it's going to help kids. Terminal is not the term we use anymore. It's called life-threatening. So children that are in desperate need of maybe one more time around with the family, get it.
Very good. 1-800-BUY-THIS is how you can get them, or go to Streetside Records.
Once again, Rothman Furniture has stunned the home furnishings industry
with an incredible money-saving plan that makes it easier than ever to decorate for the holidays.
Rothman has made special arrangements to bring you the most extraordinary offer in their 68-year history.
No payments till 1997.
No interest till 1997.
And no money down.
Plus, get incredibly low holiday prices store-wide.
Save on Rothman's $10 million inventory of fine furnishings from Bassett, Lane, Flexsteel, Catnapper, and more.
All at sensational holiday savings.
And pay nothing in 1995.
Pay nothing in 1996.
You pay nothing till January 1997.
It's true. Qualified Rothman shoppers with an $8.99 purchase get that incredible credit that has the whole town talking.
No payments till 1997.
No interest till 1997.
And no money down.
You pay absolutely nothing till 1997. Plus, get incredibly low holiday prices right now at Rothman Furniture.
KSHE, Crestwood, St. Louis.
Up and at 'em, all you sleepy-headed recruits out there. It's 0600 hours. Rise and shine. Time for your first drill of the day. Listen up. You got $1.99. Now, what are you going to do?
Choose one of four Hardee's $1.99 Rise and Shine combos. A made-from-scratch sausage biscuit, ultimate omelette biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or a biscuit and gravy with hash rounds and your choice of coffee, orange juice, or a soft drink. Just $1.99. Only from Hardee's.
No, you are not going to crawl back under the covers for just one more minute.
Breakfast combos, just $1.99.
You are going to stand up and make a choice.
So come on in and get it.
And you are going to like it.
Really, you will.
Breakfast combo's just $1.99. Fresh from the kitchen at Hardee's.
Dismissed.
Plus tax, limited time at participating Hardee's restaurants.
It's 6:58. I'm John Hewlett with the KC95 Second News Update. Well, we're probably going to get a white Christmas. At least the snow will be on the ground probably through Christmas, since there's no major warm-up coming our way between now and then. And there is a chance for some snow Friday, but it's not supposed to be a lot of snow. So the forecast today calls for clear skies. So what we have here is what we're going to have. President Clinton enters direct budget negotiations with GOP leaders. Both sides say they are working together to come up with a seven-year plan. The White House chief of staff hopes the discussions will go well enough for Congress to enact a temporary spending bill. That measure would send 260,000 federal employees back to work by tomorrow. And the main thing I'm interested in, it would reopen the arch. The Federal Reserve has decided to cut short-term interest rates at its final policy-setting meeting of the year. This second cut of the year reduces the federal funds rate charged by banks for overnight loans to 5.5%, a drop of a quarter point. According to a study, the three most popular brands of moist snuff have the highest levels of nicotine and carcinogenic derivatives. Analysts tested the five best-selling brands of smokeless tobacco and found Copenhagen, Skoal, Fine Cut, and Kodiak have the most nicotine. And a new study by Cynthia Stanton of the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health suggests that heavy coffee drinkers may take longer to get pregnant. This has been a KC 95 Second News Update. I'm John Hewlett. Traffic's next.
So I'm walking down the strip. Life is casual. A doorman speaks.
Double bill tonight, barking pigs and the flaming cheese.
Ooh, double life bill is tonight, happening. Barking. I go in. I hear my name.
Hey, Vince.
Hey, Bert. It's my friend, Bert.
I'm getting a Miller Lite. You want one?
Yeah. Life is nifty. A voice speaks.
Please welcome the barking pigs.
I check out the pigs. Four guitars and no hair. Life is gonna rock. The singer speaks.
Our drummer is sick, so we can't play.
Ooh, life hits a snag.
But the manager said Miller Lite in the house.
Life unsnags itself. The friend returns.
Here you go.
I take the Miller Lite. It's ice cold. Life is good. The voice speaks.
Please welcome the flaming cheese.
Ooh, the cheese. Five guitars and no hair.
When you've got the great taste of an ice-cold Miller Lite.
And two drummers, life is good.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
It's 7:01 a.m.
Good morning, everyone. Katie Cruz with look at KC traffic brought to us by Crestwood Plaza. Police have closed westbound 70 at 270, folks. That overpass is too slick. It is impassable. We will keep you updated. Again, closed westbound 70 at 270. Please continue to work with an accident in the right lane, eastbound 44 at 141. Northbound 94 drivers, you are lined up for several miles approaching Highway 70. Please are on the way to a report of an accident. A car stall blocking traffic westbound 270 about a half mile east of Graham. Westbound 5570 heavy from 4th Street to the Poplar Street. Northbound Route 3 line back to Monsanto. Westbound Kingbridge traffic slow at the gravel pit. Crestwood Plaza's extended holiday hours give you 50 extra hours to shop. Call Crestwood Plaza Holiday Hotline at 995-2126. For KC Traffic, I'm Katie Cruz.
Thank you, Katie. Today, partly cloudy with a high 32. It's 25 downtown at 7:01.
The best classic rock. The best new rock.
KC 95.
December 14th.
Dearest John, I went to the door today and the postman delivered a partridge in a pear tree. What a delightful gift. With dearest love and affection, your Libby.
December 15th.
Dearest John, today the postman brought your very sweet gift. Who could imagine two turtle doves? They are just adorable. All my love, Libby.
December 16th.
Dear John, oh, aren't you the extravagant one? Three French hens? They're just darling, but I must insist, you're just too kind. Love, Libby.
December 17th.
Dear John, today the postman delivered four calling birds. Now, really, they're beautiful, but don't you think enough is enough? Affectionately, Libby.
December 18th.
Dearest John, what a surprise! Today the postman delivered five golden rings. You're just impossible, but I love it. Frankly, John, all those squawking birds are beginning to get on my nerves. All my love, Libby.
December 19th.
Dear John, when I opened the door, there were actually six geese a-laying on my front steps. The neighbors are complaining I can't sleep through the racket. Please stop. Cordially, Liz.
December 20th.
John, what's with you and those f***ing birds? Seven swans a-swimming? What kind of a damn joke is this? There's bird all over the house. They never stop the racket. I'm a nervous wreck. I can't sleep at night. This is not funny. Stop with the f***ing birds. Sincerely, Liz.
December 21st.
Okay, Buster. What the hell am I going to do with eight maids a-milking? It's not enough with all the birds and the eight maids a-milking, but they had to bring their own damn cows. There's all over the lawn. I can't even move my own house. Just lay off, smartass. Elizabeth.
December 22nd.
Hey, head. Now there's nine pipers piping, and they never stop chasing those maids. The cows are upset. The birds are screeching. What am I going to do? The neighbors have started a petition to evict me. Oh, you'll get yours. From Elizabeth.
December 23rd.
You rotten prick. Now there's 10 ladies dancing, and I don't know why they call those sluts ladies. They've been bawling those nine pipers all night long. Now the cows can't sleep. They've got diarrhea. My living room is a river of shit. The commissioner of building has subpoenaed me to give cause why this building should not be condemned. I am sicking the police on you. One who means it, Elizabeth.
December 24th.
Listen, head. What's with the 11 lords a-leaping on those maids and the aforementioned ladies? Those pipers ran through the maids. They've been committing sodomy with the cows. All of those f***ing birds have been trampled to death in an orgy. I hope you're satisfied, you rotten swine. Your sworn enemy, Miss Elizabeth McAllister.
December 25th, from the law offices of Dewey, Spreadham, and Howe.
Dear sir, this is to acknowledge your latest gift of 12 fiddlers fiddling, which you have seen fit to inflict on our client, Miss Elizabeth McAllister. The destruction, of course, was total. All correspondence should come to our attention. If you should attempt to reach Miss McAllister at Happydale Sanitarium, the attendants have instructions to shoot you on sight. With this letter, please find attached a warrant for your arrest.
Casey.
The best classic rock, the best new rock, KC 95, my friends. Red Hot Chili Peppers. And we have 12 minutes after 7 o'clock right now at 25 degrees. We're doing much better than yesterday. Would you all agree?
Mm-hmm.
Katie has a big old cookie in her mouth right now.
Did you shovel yesterday, you man?
I did not shovel.
Did you pay a kid to do it?
Yes, I did. Now, yesterday
I
was talking...
How much did you pay him?
Please, Carl. yesterday I was talking about the snow and how it wasn't all that bad. At this time yesterday morning, remember the snow had stopped down here.
This is a great story.
And it was, I don't know, maybe about a half an inch on the ground.
It was about probably 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, right? And you said, oh, it's not bad. Get on out there.
Yeah, because I didn't want people to be embarrassed. You know, they didn't go to work, and they were assuming it was going to be bad and everything. And I was looking to get people to work, which is kind of our jobs here, to get people to their destination, not to give them excuses.
How many accidents did you wind up causing?
No, in your defense, John, at 7 o'clock, it wasn't, I guess 6:30, 7 o'clock, it wasn't that bad. No. It had stopped in the city.
That's right, and the forecast was just for up to 3 inches.
Exactly.
So it looked as though if people were making decisions not to go in, they might end up being embarrassed because the boss would be there and wondering where you were.
You know, well, about here in Centralia, we got 14 inches of snow.
But about 8 o'clock, man, it all cut loose, of course, and we know what happened. But here at Casey on the Morning Show, we don't look for excuses. We don't pander to the weak. We pander to the strong, those who are willing to go out there and get the day conquered.
That's right.
And, well, we got burned yesterday. But anyway.
No.
Are you telling the story I think you're telling? Is that what
no, I don't
want
to go
to?
That far.
Oh,
no.
Come on, John.
Not we.
It's great. You. Tell your story. Come on. Tell your story. I think this is great.
Well.
Can you get it done in 30 seconds or less?
Yes, come
actually,
on. Just
I
tell.
I can't.
You can't?
No, I can't tell that short.
So, yes, you can.
Well, maybe later we'll tell the story.
You have no confidence.
But anyway, my point was being, I commend those who made an effort yesterday, and I also commend those who eventually made the right decision and did not go in because they probably kept themselves from getting in some sort of accident. But anyway, Bob and Tom coming January 2nd here to KSHE 95. Here's another example of what you'll hear from Bob and Tom on KSHE.
Oh, I just got a message from old St. Nick way up in Christmas land, and he says the toys for good girls and boys are being made as planned. There's a truck for little Billy and a dolly for Molly, dear. But you ain't getting diddly squat because you're really screwed up this year. Oh, the winter fields are white with snow and the lights are shining bright. And the wee little heads tucked up in beds dream of sugar plums this night. You may dream of big red apples and candy canes so near, but you ain't getting diddly squat because you're really screwed up this year. When your mother asked you to wash the dishes, why, you said no, no, no. And you would not pick up your socks, so it's case or a dog face hope. Well, you know that Santa's watching you and he keeps a great big list. But when I tell him the things you do, he really will be angry. So when you try to sit upon his knee, he'll knock you on your ear. Cause you ain't getting diddly squat cause you're really screwed up this year. No, you ain't getting diddly squat. Cause you're really screwed up, oh, you're really screwed up, oh, you're really screwed up this year.
The genius
of Haywood
Banks.
Welcome back with
wait a minute.
Can I say
hi, I'm Bob.
And I'm Tom, just sitting here in the corner enjoying the best of Bob and Tom with the U-Man and Katie Cruz. Katie, please keep your hands to yourself.
You know, we really sound good on KSHE.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Katie, please.
The best classic rock, the best new rock, KSHE 95, Led Zeppelin on this Wednesday morning at 7:22. We have 26 degrees under clear blue skies today. And that's the way it's going to stay all day long, today and tomorrow, as a matter of fact. And
Sports Shorts
is brought to you by me. 4 power play goals, 2 by Shane Corson, led the Blues to a 4-1 win over the New York Islanders at Kiel last night. Despite the snow, over 16,000 fans came to the game. The Blues won for the seventh time in their last 10 games. As a matter of fact, since Tony Twist has come back to the Blues, they are winning regularly. Coach Mike Keenan told our Tony Boom Boom Boozy Cruz that a guy like Twist can make a difference.
The physical presence of any team is very important. That includes collective team toughness, individual toughness, and size and strength along with speed.